We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back Sheila Hancock to do battle with these three impossible players of the game. And I'm going to ask them all to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject in any way at all. And if they can do that for 60 seconds, they will regain a point. If anybody challenges them during that time, and I uphold the challenge, the person who challenges will receive a point and take over the subject. If not, the person who's speaking will gain a point and continue with the subject. That is how we play the game, that is how we try to score, and that is how we hope we will continue. And let us begin with Kenneth Williams.
Oh, he's excited already. Yeah.
Well, yes, what a perfect subject to begin with, Kenneth. Appearing in public. Can you talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
This is something which everyone does, of course, just by walking down the street, and I suppose that it can be generally assumed that most people are used to doing it. The thing to do is to appear reasonably well-dressed. It's no good going around with your trousers around your ankles or anything like that. You must be well-dressed. In town, the assumption must be a lounge suit. Of course, at the weekends, I think it's reasonable to don a blazer and flannel. Sometimes referred to as bags, always amuses me that. And
Sheila Hancock, you have challenged. Why?
Deviation. He's talking about trousers, not about appearing in public. And clothes.
Yes, he was, but he was talking about his appearance in public. I think it's utterly justified.
Right.
And I think it's all important, your appearance in public too, Kenneth.
Yeah.
He's just given us a description of his wardrobe.
Well, let's... yes, anyway, he has a point for that, because I don't agree with your challenge, Sheila. And Kenneth continues with 26 seconds left for appearing in public, starting now.
And as that brilliant Roman Cicero remarked, ladies, of course, abroad should be allowed to wear makeup. Men, when they walk abroad, no.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Two broads.
There were two broads. I thought it was for hesitation, which was also there. So I agree with the challenge. Clement, you have a point, and you have 17 seconds left for appearing in public, starting now.
Appearing in public is a very easy thing to do. In fact, what is difficult is disappearing while people are watching. Being seen in front of the common masses is something which many of us are very used to.
Well, that whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking when the 60 seconds is up gains another point. In this case, it was Clement Freud. Sheila Hancock, will you begin the second round for us? A very topical subject for today, hippies. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Well, I feel very well equipped to talk about hippies, because way back in my dim youth, I was a hippie, or as we were called in those days, a beatnik. What I mean is I used to go around with bare feet and I hitchhiked all over the country and I slept rough occasionally. And the thing that we believed in, and I think the hippies still believe in now, is that work is not the sacred thing that everybody makes it out to be. I think work, when you have a vocation, probably is. But the hippies think that work of standing in front of a factory belt...
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
There was, and there were three lots of work, too.
Yes, I know. I was waiting for them to do
I think that's why she hesitated.
Yes.
I thought you should...
Still, I like the unloading of the philosophy. I like it.
Well, it was very sporting of you not to have challenged in that case.
Yes, I'm gallant.
I thought it was a work song.
Anyway, Derek Nimmo has a point, because I agree with his challenge, and there are 31 seconds left for hippies. Derek, starting now.
Well, of course, I've always wanted to appear in public as a hippie. I'd like to stand in the middle of Trafalgar Square, or preferably, I suppose, Piccadilly Circus, in lovely little feathery things round my neck, and flowers and beads and chains, and bare feet, and wander up and down, and smoke those nasty cigarettes, and all the things that they do, but I can't, you see, because my wife won't let me. But apart from that, I think that it's a very noble thing to do. Who would want by choice
Clement Freud, your buzz has gone on continuously, but
no, it wasn't
mine.
Well, the green light came
yes,
up.
Yes, I buzzed first, and she
yes, you did.
Kept her foot.
Well, who got in first? Yeah,
Clement did.
Clement, and you're challenging for why?
I've honestly forgotten. It was a hesitation.
Well, all right.
It was a long time ago.
I do like the people to justify it, and just in case I disagree with their actual challenge. So there are 7, 8 seconds left for hippies. Clement, starting now.
It must be admitted that some of my best friends are hippies and lived in 144 Piccadilly before they moved to a house in Endell Street from which they were evicted.
Once again, Clement Freud was speaking when there was a win, so he gains that extra point, and he now has a very definite lead over all the others. Clement Freud, will you begin the third round for us? Scotch eggs. Can you talk about Scotch eggs with Clement for 60 seconds, starting now?
A Scotch egg is a portmanteau dish which comes to us from north of the border. There was a time when sausages, eggs, tomatoes and bacon were all served separately. But some Celt thought that the best thing to do would be to combine it into one single item. Soon after the Battle of Bannockburn, they used to take chipolatas and ram them into eggs. But this didn't work. So they got long, thin sausages and knitted them into sort of comforters, which they put around the egg. And while this was more successful, the people didn't think it was entirely to their liking, and so finally, they thought...
And perhaps we shall never know. Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Well, unfortunately, he didn't think, so he was ahead
of. He probably did, but he couldn't think what the Scotsman thought. So, there are 19 seconds left for Scotch eggs. Derek, starting now.
North of Dundee, there's a Rhode Island Red who regularly lays...
Clement, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. You have another point, Clement. 15 seconds for Scotch eggs, starting now.
You moisten your hands and get the sausage meat into small patties.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Repetition of sausage.
Sausage meat, you are right. Derek, you have another point. 14 seconds.
It is endemic of a Scotch egg. You know, it is virtually the
absolutely
type.
Absolutely endemic, but Scotch eggs is the only thing you're allowed to repeat more than once in this round.
Mm-hmm.
There are 12 seconds for Scotch eggs, Derek, starting now.
And south of Aberdeen, there is an old cock who regularly goes to visit the aforementioned hen.
Clement Freud, you challenge. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
The juxtaposition of a cock and an egg.
I think that's one of those occasions when I give you a bonus point for cleverness and wit as well. Not 2 points, just 1 point for both. And leave the subject with Derek Nimmo with 5.5 seconds for Scotch eggs, starting now.
And so after these feathered chums have got together, they regularly lay Scotch eggs, which people find are terribly tasty, and they come from miles away.
Well, as Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went, then he gets an extra point, and he's now in second place behind Clement Freud. Derek, will you begin the next round? Creating a precedent. Would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Well, I think if one was creating an American president, the most important thing to obtain would be rather wealthy grandparents, particularly of mixed religions and mixed races. They would breed those together, which eventually would produce a really rather splendid fellow who would run it, would educate at Harvard.
Sheila, you challenge.
I really was. It isn't a president, it's a precedent.
Yes, it is.
He's talking about a fella.
He is talking about it. I think he's rather cleverly taken the word and used a sort of varied pronunciation to be rather clever. So I think I'm justified in leaving it with Derek. So there are 45 seconds, Derek, to continue with creating a precedent, starting now.
I climbed up the Trafalgar Memorial very, very slowly for repetition.
Out of his own mouth, he's committed himself. Clement challenged. 40 seconds for create a precedent, starting now.
The way you create a precedent is to do something and then repeat it.
Derek, you challenged. Why?
Well, he's done it and he's repeated it. It says repetition.
I will give you a point for cleverness for your challenge.
No, I'd rather you have the subject.
And as you're so clever at this, Clement, we have the subject still with you. 35 seconds, creating precedent, starting now.
I jump up and go to my studio where I fashion a precedent of marble and bulrushes. My wife admires this immensely and often...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
It's got nothing to do with any sort of...
I disagree. I've never heard of a precedent being made out of bulrushes and bananas or whatever it was.
That is why it's a precedent.
Ha, ha, ha! That's too clever. I'm going to put it... I'm not going to judge on this. It needs the wisdom of more than one Solomon. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to be the judges. If you agree with Derek Nimmo's challenge, will you all please cheer? And if you disagree, will you all please boo? In other words, if you're on Clement Freud's side, you boo. If you're on Derek's side, you cheer. And will you all do it together now?
Boo!
I say the boos have it. Clement, you have another point. 25 seconds for creative new president starting now.
Rose bushes and rhododendrons are other media which are fantastically useful in the creation of such a president of which I have talked. But
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
He's already confessed that he's talked about it. It says repetition.
That's another as clever challenges. This time, Derek, I think I must, in fairness, give it to you, give you the benefit of the doubt. You take over the subject with 16 seconds left, starting now.
And say, when I got to the top of the monument, I had a rose in my teeth, and then I jumped from the top, and I was the very first person ever to jump from the top of the Trafalgar Memorial with a rose in my teeth. And therefore, I create...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
What?
He's never done this. Therefore, it's done.
A very clever challenge. You bet you've never done it. If you have, you must bring us proof next week, Derek. So, 6 seconds left for you, Kenneth Williams, starting now.
I was the only one at my school ever to get up onto a stage and speak all the lines that I previously learned without hesitation or deviation. That's a mark for me, isn't it?
It's a mark for
you,
yes.
It's a mark. I've gone into the lead.
You've got two marks now, yes.
Got in the lead?
No, you jumped into third place.
Oh, dear.
Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round for us?
Oh, yay.
The subject is dancing. No, don't demonstrate, please.
No.
Dancing, 60 seconds, starting now.
This has always provided a source of great joy for the participants. Indeed, it was said by the poet waltzing in Venice with you. It's not so easy to do. If you should take one more step than you ought to, you will be doing the waltz underwater. Which, of course, is not something anyone should do. But I have trod the measure, as they say, gaily, in various places. Sometimes in the ballroom, once on a stage, and I was the despair of the choreographer. He said, it's 1, 2, 3, dear, but I kept going 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the next
step. Oh, you challenged.
What on?
Challenge. Go on, tell us.
Two ones, two twos, two threes.
Oh, that's two.
But admittedly, only 1, 4.
Yes, I was carried away.
And we'll never know what happened after that second 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, well, Clement Freud has 31 seconds for dancing, starting now.
Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow.
Kenneth.
Oh, that was repetition. Quick, quick, slow, you said.
Yes, I think we're all with you on that. And you had the subject back with 26 seconds left for dancing, starting now.
On another occasion, I was asked to do the Velita down Oxford Street.
Sheila Hancock, why have you challenged?
Repetition, on another occasion. There must have been a previous occasion.
That's a clever challenge, Sheila, because he already had his occasions. Once was on a stage, another occasion. So there are 24 seconds left for dancing, Sheila, starting now.
Well, there are all sorts of dancing. There's ballet dancing and athletic dancing and ballroom dancing. Ah!
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Yes, and there's repetition as well, isn't there?
Yes, there's a bit repetitive dancing. So there we have another point for you, Clement, and 18 seconds for dancing starting now.
One evening, I performed the old-fashioned waltz in Trafalgar Square around a lion witnessed by Lord Nelson, who had one eye bandaged up but managed to look down and see me traipsing...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Station.
Yes, there was very mild. It's difficult to judge sometimes, but I think it was just there. 5 seconds for you, Derek, on dancing, starting now.
Clad in 15 yards of silk tulle with sequins all over my arms and a great tiara on my head.
Clement Freud still in the lead. Derek Nimmo just behind in second place, and Sheila Hancock begins the next round. Changing nappies, Sheila. Can you talk for 60 seconds on that particular subject starting now?
This is one of my least favourite occupations, but it has been made easier these days because you have paper nappies and services where you just take it off and chuck it to a man in a plastic bag and he takes it away and God knows what he does with it, but we hope he washes it. But if you do it the old-fashioned way, you take the rear end of a baby, you hold its legs up and you take a square...
Clement Freud, you challenged. Why?
Hesitation,
I'm afraid there was. Who's this man you're in the plastic bag you chuck things at?
The nappy service. The man comes around in a van.
But you chuck them at him when
he
arrives.
Yes, you're surprised to get rid of them.
Surprised he ever comes back again. Clement, there are 39 seconds for changing nappies, starting now.
Having five children, this is something which I've done very...
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged what?
Repetition.
That's one of those clever challenges which I think deserves a point, but I think because of the rules of the game as stated, I can't take the subject away. Clement keeps the subject. 36 seconds for changing nappies, starting now.
So when it isn't wind, it is invariably a nappy. You take the child and remove its soiled nappy from about its loins, get a new cloth and lay it down and fold it into a triangle and engage the behind smart...
Derek Kennedy, his wife, who challenged?
I find it boring.
Perhaps you've never changed a nappy, Kenneth. Well, boring or not, we're still with Clement Freud then, so he has another point for that. 21 seconds, Clement, for changing nappies, starting now.
It's very wearing stuff. And you turn over...
Derek Nimmer, you've got in there first. Hesitation. Derek, you have changing nappies, 17 seconds left, starting now.
Totally disgusting. Absolutely filthy. Something that I never become engaged with at all if I can possibly avoid it. I just throw the things to one side and I call for somebody to go and do it properly, actually. Best thing to do is to plunge the baby straight into a bath of water, scrub it all over, toss it out...
Clement Freud, why have you shouted?
Deviation, that isn't changing nappies. That's bathing the baby.
I think a very clever challenge. Clement, you have another point, and you have 4 seconds for changing nappies, starting now.
The main thing is that you get a dirty nappy and replace it by a clean one.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Repetition of dirty nappy.
Yes,
and
we've had
nappy.
Dirty nappy. Derek, you have another point. 1 second for changing nappies, starting now.
Smell.
Well, at the end of that round, Derek Nimmer and Clement Freud are battling out neck and neck for the lead. Clement is now 1 point ahead of Derek. Clement, will you begin the next round? Signing my autograph is the subject. You talk for 60 seconds on that, starting now.
It's an extraordinary thing that people expect me to sign my autograph because I have no idea what they're going to do with it if I gave it to them, which I don't. But just before I'm able to say, I'm sorry, I do not do this sort of thing, making it sound as if it were some filthy habit, they always say, it's not for me, it's for my little girl. Alternately, my granny would be so angry if I didn't get it. I wonder what would happen if I did sign my autograph. I suppose some mother would say to her child, if you don't shut up, I'll give you Clement Freud's autograph. Which is a very good reason, but I first started not doing it outside the Wembley Stadium on a cup final.
Sheila Hancock, you challenge. Why?
Deviation. He's talking about not signing his autograph.
Very clever challenge, Sheila. You have a point, and you have 20 seconds for signing my autograph, starting now.
I am always very ashamed when I sign my autograph because I never learnt to write properly, because I went to a school where we learnt to write printing, and then I went to a school where we did handwriting, and I never...
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. Why?
She went to two schools.
She went to two schools in that particular round. So, Derek, you have another point. 9 seconds for signing my autograph, starting now.
Well, I tend to start with a D, and then I go on to an E, and after that I put an R, and then finally an E, or not quite.
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Two E's.
Yes, the repetition. I was waiting. I was wondering if you're going to fall into the old trap you'd set for yourself, Derek. Clement, you have the subject back. 4 seconds for signing my autograph, starting now.
And this man came up to me and said, excuse me, sir, could I have your autograph? And I said, certainly. Can I just go on with this?
This
is what stopped me signing my autograph. I was standing outside Wembley and there were about 20 people in a group, and one of them looked at me and told the others, and they all looked at me, and then one man detached himself and he came up and said, excuse me, sir, could I have your autograph? And I was pleased, you know, and I said, certainly, and I signed, and he said, no, it isn't.
Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? What I have been warned against. There's a subject to set you thinking. And if you've thought now, will you begin for 60 seconds starting now?
I haven't really thought about it at all, but like all courageous people, I will plunge in bravely and do my best to discuss this subject. What I was warned against, well, there were so many things. One was talking to strangers. Another one was accepting sweets from men. Now, consequently, I was always hanging about waiting for these things, these confections,
to be offered to me, and they never were, of course. In the army, I was warned against disobeying. I did it on one occasion and consequently had to do my fatigues. I had to dress in denims and go and scrub out the barrack room. It was a disgrace. I mean, quite apart from anything else, superlative artists should never be put in.
Clement Freud, you're challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. Another point to you, Clement. And there are 13 seconds left for what I have been warned against starting now.
I was warned by the producer against getting too close to Kenneth Williams because many people think you become contaminated and thereafter incapable of ordinary speech or free movement.
Sheila Hancock,
I'm not going to allow him to say that about Kenneth.
Oh, thank you. Lovely. Oh, lovely.
So
I've got close to Kenneth many times and I've never been contaminated.
No. Give him a true picture.
So
that's right.
So why are you challenging?
Oh, deviation or anything you can think of.
Well, Laura, deviation will do. All right. We agree that you can't get contaminated from Kenneth Williams. So Sheila Hancock has a point and...
I don't know what the subject is. What is it?
4 seconds left, Sheila, for what I have been warned against starting now.
Well, almost everything I have been warned about has been proved to be totally wrong.
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation. So, Derek, you have the subject. What I have been warned against starting now.
I've been warned by the producer not to sit next to Sheila Hancock.
So, at the end of that round, we're still in the same position. Clement Freud just one ahead of Derek Nimmer. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. The subject is chores. Will you talk for 60 seconds on that, starting now?
This is something I absolutely loathe, and I do anything I possibly can to avoid. I have every machine possible in my house to avoid doing chores.
Derek, why have you challenged?
Showing off. Every machine possible.
That is not one of the rules of the games. All that happens is Sheila gets another point and continues with the subject for the next 52 seconds, starting now.
To avoid doing my dishwashing, I have something that you put in and it does it for you. I have a washing machine to do that for me. I have an electric vacuum cleaner.
Derek, name your challenge.
Well, she's not talking about chores. She's talking about the avoidance of doing chores. So it's deviation.
She's still talking about her chores, whether she's doing them or avoiding them. She's still on the subject of chores. So she has another point. And there are 43 seconds left for chores, Sheila, starting now.
Another thing that might be considered a chore is...
Derek Nimmer, you've challenged. Why? Ungallant.
So ungallant.
Vendetta.
Isn't he? I mean, she's hardly got her mouth open.
A hesitant.
Stutter.
Yes, she can't help
I must explain to the listeners that Sheila Hancock sits next to Derek Nimmo, and we all know that Derek has a stutter, which he uses very cleverly, not in this show but elsewhere. He's now passed it on to Sheila, which is utterly disgraceful. So Sheila has a point, and she continues with the subject. For 40 seconds, starting now.
I sometimes consider going to the theatre every evening and doing the same play and saying the same words is a bit of a chore and putting on my makeup, but for that I do get paid, so I don't mind doing it quite so much. Sometimes playing this game is a bit of a chore when you sit next to Derek Nimmo and he makes you stutter, but you have to put up with that as well because it's all part of the British spirit. However, when Clement Freud is there, it's also even more of a chore. Kenneth Williams is less of an inconvenience.
Kenneth Williams, your challenge, why?
Well, I challenged because I thought she was deviating a bit.
Why? Deviating?
Yeah, she was deviating.
Well, the thing is, Clem, what I was trying to say is that she was definitely hesitating. She almost come to a full stop on your name.
Oh.
But she was also, you cannot be a chore.
Yeah, I leave all that to you. After all, you've got to have rules.
Unfortunately, I have to leave the challenges to you, Kenneth, and the others. So you have a point because you are not devious and you have the subject of chores. 15 seconds left, starting now.
My chores are manifold. First thing in the morning, there's the toothpaste. It's all got to be squeezed. Then there's the laces to be tied. It's a rich life, isn't it? Going down to the post. It's a
Clement Freud, you've challenged. It was just there, but I think it was more intimidated hesitation. So Kenneth Williams still has another point, and there are 2 seconds left for chores, starting now.
Combing my hair, too, is murder when you see all that hair.
Well, that, I'm afraid, is all we have time for in this particular edition of Just a Minute. Sheila Hancock was in fourth place, just behind Kenneth Williams, who was a little way behind Derek Nimmo, who was fractionally behind Clement Freud, who is this week's winner. We We do hope that you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.